that bad.
Connectables of Yavana, they are describing the bodily features of the Vishnu. You can have an idea of the Vishnu Loka or Vaikuntha Loka. From this study, we have to understand that there is a spiritual sky and that is far, far extension than the material sky. You cannot even measure the sky covered by one universe. And there are innumerable universes. That is, all together, there is one fourth of the whole sky. It is a rough estimate only, according to the Vedic scripture. And the three-fourths of the sky is spiritual sky. The population in the spiritual sky is far, far greater than in material sky. Only a few living entities who are rebels, just like the population in the prison house is infinite compared to the whole population of the state. Similarly, the living entities who are here in this material world, they are very insignificant, including all the universes, all the planets together, they are an insignificant portion of the whole living world. Ananta, Jananta Kalpa. The living entity, there is no count, anant, unlimited number of living entities. Therefore, in the Vedas, the living entities are plural. But God is one. Nitya Nitya Ram Sitana Sitana. And Sarvesa Nutana Vayasa Sarvesharu Chaturbhuja Dhanur Nishanga Sivada Shankha Chakram Bhujasya. This is the another description of the future. Sarvesa Nutana Vayasa. In the Vaikuntha Loka, the inhabitants are always young, just like Krishna or Vishnu. It's always young. There is no old age. Old age is here in this material world. Because this material body becomes old, not the spirit soul. Spirit soul is always fresh. So they are describing that you look all just very young and sarve charu chatur bhuja, and you are beautifully embodied with four hands. Sarve charu chatur bhuja. Dhanur Nishangati Gada Sankha Chakram Mujasya. And exactly like Vishnu, we have got Dhanu, bows, and Sankha, Conchel, Chakra, Deep, Gaga, Glass, and Ambuja, Padma, Lotus Flower, everyone. That means everyone in the Vaikuntha Loka, they are exactly like the bodily seeker or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nara. This is called Sarupa Mukti. There are five kinds of liberation. This liberation, to have the same bodily seeker like Nara, is called Sarupa. The form exactly like Vishnu. Sarupa Mukti. There are five kinds of liberation. Sarujya, Salakta, Sarupa, Sati, Samish. So the Mahavadi philosophers, they prefer Sarujya to merge into the existence of impersonal existence. A living entity can live, can remain in the Brahma effulgence as a particle of time, just like there are many molecular particles in the same time. Similarly, the living entities also can cluster together and live as a small particle of spiritual time. And that is called Brahma-sadhita. But that kind of existence is subjected to fall down again. Janneira vindakha vimuktamānya sajyastra bhāvād avusuddha buddha āruhiya kishtena parang tadang tata patanti adha. Because the living entity, they want varieties of enjoyment. But in that impersonal existence, there is no varieties of enjoyment. Therefore, when they desire varieties of enjoyment, they have come to this material world. So, in the merge into the effulgence of Brahma Jyoti, there is cause, there is chance of punishment, not all. Some of them may go to the planet, but there is chance. Sarve cha nutna vayasa sarve charu chaturbhuja dhano nishanga asi gada sankha chakra ambujasya dishau vitinido loka kurvanta sena tejasa kimatha dharmapalasya kinkara no nishedat. You are so brilliant that immediately on your appearance the darkness is dissipated. Immediately. There is so much, growth that body in Vaikuntha. Therefore, in the Upanishad, it is said that in the Vaikuntha Loka, in the spiritual side, there is no need of sun, moon. The planets and the bodily effulgence of the inhabitants, they are all glowing. So, on account of everything glowing in the spiritual world, there is no necessity of sunshine and moonshine or electricity. That self effulgence. Diso vitimido loka kuruvanta sena tejasa kimatya dharmapalasya kinkarano nishedhata. You are so brilliant, you appear to be enlightened and coming from some planet, because they have no exact idea what kind of planet they live. They are simply suggestion that you must be coming from some very exalted planet, but why you are interfering with our business? Srimatha Dharmapala. Dharmapala. Dharmaraj is another name, Dharmaraj or Dharmapala. He is one of the authorities. There are 12 authorities mentioned in the Shastra. Brahma is one authority. Lord Shiva is one authority. And Narada is one authority. Then Mano is Vanasarit. Prahlad Maharaj is Asarit. Bali Maharaj is Asarit. Sukadev Goswami is Asarit. Similarly, Jamaraj is also Asarit. Their authority is to know exactly what is God or Krishna, and they can direct. Therefore, Shastra says, you have to follow the authority, otherwise it is not possible. Dharamasya tattyam nihitam guhaya mahajana jina gatastha pantha. You cannot understand the path of religion by your mental speculation. Dharmant sattad bhagavat panitam. Dharma, religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of God. No ordinary man can enact dharma. Therefore, there is dharma viparya. Real dharma, actual dharma is to abide by the words of the Supreme Law. That is dharma. Just like Krishna says, Maam Ekam Saranam, that is dharma. Simply to surrender unto Krishna. Otherwise it is not dharma. Man-made dharma is no dharma. That is called Kaitava dharma, teaching dharma. He cannot manufacture religion. But nowadays it has become fashion. Everyone is manufacturing his own religion. Therefore there is dharma before God. So one should know that dharma means the laws given by God. That is dharma. And such dharma, or the path of dharma, is strictly followed by this Mahajan. Just like Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada, Manu, Kapil Dev, who enunciated Sankha philosophy. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila. Mano, Prahlada, Bhishma. Bhishma Dev is our sakal. You know Bhishma Dev, the grandfather of the Pandava. He is our sakal. Prahlada, Bhishma, Bali Maharaj is our sakal. So we have to follow with authority. Otherwise, there is no possibility of understanding what is religion, what is God. This sampradaya, Mahatma Gauriya sampradaya, they are following the authority of Lord Brahma and Narada. Similarly, there is another sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya. And there is another sampradaya coming from Lakshmiji, Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja. So we have to accept religious principle from the leaders of the sampradaya, otherwise it is useless. Sampradaya Vishinati Mantrasi Vipalamata. If you do not accept mantra, initiation from the disciples' succession of the sampradaya, then it will be useless. Sampradaya dhinas. The people are manufacturing religion without any reference to this authority. So, viso vitimida lokam suravanta sinatiris sena, by your own departure, you are dissipating the darkness. All directors are so bright and brilliant. Kimartha dhanmapal. So you can understand that you are not ordinary living entities. You are coming from some exalted planet. That what business you have got. So interfere with our dhanmapal. Ittukte jamadutaishya वासुदेव सतारिण तान प्रत्यु प्रहसीदम मेगा निर्हाग जीव And they were addressed by the assistant of Jamaraj. Then the representative of Vasudev, Vasudeva Tapari. Those are followers of the orders of Vasudev. Representative of any assistant, please. तान प्रत्यु प्रहस्र इदम मेघ निर्हादया विदा नाउ द विष्णु दे बिगन टू स्पीक इन अ वेरी ग्रेव लैंग्वेज जस्ट लाइक रिजाउंडिंग द क्लाउड लोकस्त प्रकाश जातु तथा भूता दिश कुरताहो किम इंडिरेक्टली दे जमदूता दैट यू आर सो एक्साल्टेड इट इज नॉट वेरी गुड फॉर यू टू इंटरफेयर विथ आवर बिजनेस दे politely submitted. अतो दंडादंड्या ज्ञानसन्ना इति सौरा एव अस्मद्भ्या धर्मराजस्य किं करा इति अनितांग वदन्ति विषयेण प्रहस्ता तान् प्रत्युक्ति Now, Siddhartha is commenting why he was smiling his Vishnu Duta. Because the Jamadutas were criticizing why you are interfering. The Jamadutas did not know that whatever action is taken by the representative of Vishnu, they are unnecessary interference. They are actual trap. Therefore they are smiling that these Jamadutas, without knowing our position, they are trying to criticize us. That they are smiling. Prahasta. Prahasta. That's like if a child speaks something to a lovely man, he smiles. So Vishnuduta smiles. Hearing the Jamadutta. Megasaiva nirahada dhani jasrasaya. He began to speak in great and with a voice as if the thundering clouds. Sri Vishnuduta was Jiyam vai dharmarajasya jadi nirdeshakari Bruta dharmasya न सत्यं जस्य अधर्मस्य लक्षणम् यू आर क्लेमिंग टू बी रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ धर्मराज जमराज जमराज इज धर्मराज सो विष्णुदूत नोज दैट दे आर रिप्रेजेंटेटिव द ही चैलेंज विष्णुदूत चैलेंज विद द जमदूत दैट यू आर अक्यूजिंग अस दैट वी आर इंटरफेयरिंग विद योर बिजनेस which is entrusted unto you by the Dharmaraj, the maintainer of Dharma. Could you kindly explain what is Dharma and what is other? It's very intelligent answer. Jiyam vai Dharmaraj, if you are actually representative. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Jai Krishna Tattavetta Sai Guru. If anyone is representative a guru, he must know Krishna. He must know, Krishna cannot be known, but at least, that's why Krishna says, jo janati tattva. Yeah. One must know Krishna as in fact, tattva can improve. He can become guru. Otherwise, guru is not there, so she forced that everyone can become guru. Similarly, here is the challenge that if you are representative of Dharma Raja, you must explain what is Dharma and what is Abhava. That should be the criterion of self. Not that everyone should be accepted as religious, everyone should be accepted as guru. This ignorance of the population has created so many nonsense as representing as guru and dharma of God, law. Tatpad gurum prabhadeva, the Vedic injunction says, Tatpad gurum prabhadeva, vidyasi sevottama, sabde parecha nishnatam. One is advised, first of all, who will accept the guru? Guru is not a plaything that I must have a guru and I will never care to obey his order. But because it is a fashion to keep a guru, I shall keep a guru. That kind of guru is easy. And that kind of disciple is also easy. One must seek after a guru when he is inquisitive to understand the transcendental knowledge. Vidyasu seva uttama. It is not a fashion. It should be very serious. One who is very much eager to understand transcendental knowledge. Seva uttama. Vidyasu seva. Seva and praya. There are two kinds of paths. Praya means immediate satisfaction or sense gratitude. And praya means future happiness. Praya. Praya means future. Just like children, they're interested with playing. That is praya. Whereas the elderly person, they are interested to be educated. The people, what is the meaning of this preaching? Why you are taking interest in preaching Krishna consciousness? Because the people in general, they are interested in prayer for their sense gratification, immediate sense gratification. But that is not good for them. Bhagavad says, Nunang pravatta kurute vikarma. Just India prepare aprinoti. Simply for sense gratification, they are committing so many sinful activities. It is just like madness. A madman does not know what he says. Similarly, the materialistic persons, they are so much engrossed and become maddened to commit everything simply for service. India, the Rishabhdev says, it is not good. It is very risky life. If we indulge in sense gratification, Krishna will give us duties for sense gratification. Just like a monkey. A monkey has very good facilities for such life. Every monkey has got at least 3 dozen wives. Perhaps you know it. So he has been given the facilities for sense gratification. All right. But what is his position? He's a monkey. There is called Markat Vairag. Markat Vairag means that a monkey is renowned. He does not dress naked. And he lives in the forest. And he eats also fruit. vegetarian. But the nature is that he must have at least three dozen wives. You see. The so-called sadhus or so-called vairagis, having increased his sex life very secretly, they are just like monkeys. Rupa Goswami has said, Marpat Vairag. Marpat Vairag. The Marpat Vairag is not necessary, real Vairag. We do not indulge in so-called sannyasi or brahmachari. If one is unable, he must become a grihastha. Live like a grihastha. But not that I pose myself as a brahmachari or a sannyasi, but I have got into such life secretly. This is Marpat Vairag. Marpat Vairag is not one. Real Vairag. Real Vairag means one who can satisfy everything for Krishna. That is Vairag. Karma Falatya, that is Karma Yoga. One should give up the result of his creative activities to Krishna. That is Karma Yoga. Anasthitam karma phalam kajyam karma karoti. Anasthitam karma phalam. One is not deserved to enjoy the fruits of his activities. Creative activities. Anasthitam karma phalam. But does it as a matter of duty. Krishna wants it. Krishna will be satisfied by doing this. Kajyam. It must be done. This is Arjun. Arjun, for his personal interest, he was not willing to fight. But when he understood that Krishna wants his fighting, then he took it as kajyam. It must be done. It doesn't matter whether I like it or not, but Krishna wants it, therefore I must do it. That is called anastita karma phalam kajyam karma parosija sa sanyasi si sanyasi na niragni na chakriya niragni akriya akriya means they have ceased all kinds of creative activities. They are not sanyasi, they are not yogi, but a yogi is he who discern the result of his activities to Krishna. Anasitam karma phalam, kajyam karma karo. So he is asking Vishnu Pita Vata, Juyam Vai Dharma Rajasya Jari Nidvesa Kali. It is a challenge. So you are claiming that you are representative of Dharma Raj. So we want to know from you what is Dharma. That's why yesterday some gentleman said, he said that he has performed yoga and he has become Narayana. Was not he expecting?
He is not
there. So naturally, just like somebody said that I am God, I have become God by mystic yoga. So one should challenge him. What kind of God you are? Whenever there is toothache, you go to the doctor, English, and you ask God. So I've seen one man in America. He had some disciples, and he was saying that everyone is God, he is God. And one day he was suffering from toothache. I asked him, what kind of God you are? That you are so much painful, suffering from computer. Actually, one should challenge. And they are practically another kind of lunatic who claim that I am God. Similarly, this challenge is given by the Vishnu Dutas, the Jama Dutas, that you are representative
of
Dharmaraj now explain what is dharma and what is dharma. Bruta dharmasya na satyam jatya adharmasya lapham. Tattva lapham. The symptoms of adharma and the truth of dharma. Tathasthi dhiyate danda kimasa sthanamishitam janyati karina sarve aho si kati katishin nina. Now explain. He is subjected to the punishment of Dharmaraj. You have come here to get away the Bhajami to the court of Dharmaraj. But first of all, explain who is actually subjected to go to the court of Dharmaraj for being punished. This is the question, and we shall discuss tomorrow about that. Paramahansa says, the highest stage of perfection. They are not under any rules and regulations. Paramahansa.
How does
the perfection begin? That's the last history. Very fine in this Bhagavad Gita. Sitapragasa. Sitapragasa. There are many symptoms. On the whole, the avadhuta paramahansa is not subjected to any rules and regulations. They are so elevated. That is not to be imitated. That is a poor position. Very exalted. Perfectional state. Spiritual advancement. So if you want to know the symptoms, there is in the Bhagavad Gita is a list. But one thing you can simply know, a Paramahansa is a state who is above all those hundred. Yes.
Can you
Let's go.
So if he continues to follow the rules and regulations?
He doesn't follow. I can't understand how he deals with it.
But generally,
Paramahansa, they do not come in the society. Because people may imitate and they follow. Therefore, they are aloof. Just like Gopi Siddhas Bhagavad Maharaj, he was aloof. Bhajanananda. But as a spiritual master, even if he is Paramahansa, he should be ordinary aloof so that his disciples may fall. He comes to the second stage. Paramahansa is the first stage. And Peter is in the second stage, and the neophytes are in the third stage. So the neophytes should try to come to the second stage. Each other thought of the body to the head. They have got discrimination. Each Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thought of him, the devotee, body, the innocent, and Dita, those who are hateful, envious of, as soon as they hear that there is something going on, talking about God. We don't need it anywhere. We have increased the number of this kind of men. They are more interested in God. They simply challenge. They are called bishop. So a preacher has to avoid. But the paramahansa, he does not avoid. So there are so many things. So we haven't got to imitate the activities of paramahansa. Is a position, exalted position. They are very rarely visible because they do not dare to come in the society. And if you want to know about the Paramahansa, the Sita Pragna description in the Bhagavad Gita, I think in the 12th chapter, you don't know it.
Kriya
means ultimate benefit, and kriya means immediate sense gratification. That is called kriya. That is the difference between kriya and prayer. Those who are after Shreya, they should follow the Chatur Ashram, Varnashram. The Varnashram, according to Vedic system, the four kinds of Varnas or social caste, and four kinds of spiritual order, Ashrama. That is the beginning of Shreya. Without this acceptance of these principles, according to Vedic principles, one is not considered as a human being or civilized man. Because that is a system. If we follow that system, gradually we rise to the platform of prayer. If anyone does not follow regulative principles, it is very hard for him to come to the standard of prayer. But in these days, in Kali Yuga, every man is so fallen that he cannot follow any regulative principles according to the Vedic system. Like that, they have been accepted as Shudras. Kalau Shudrasam, in this age, everyone should be accepted as Shudra. But then, how to elevate them? For elevating them, not the Vedic system is to be followed, but Panchalakshmi. Panchalakshmi is, it's like we are trying to elevate these Europeans and Americans according to Panchalakshmi theory. Everyone should be followed. It is not that Indians should not follow only the other things. No. It is for everyone. Panchalakshmi vidhi. Panchalakshmi vidhi means that if anyone has got a little tendency for being elevated to the Shreya platform, he should be given chance. That is called Panchalakshmi vidhi. Just like dikha, initiation. A Shudra cannot given initiation. A Shudra cannot initiate. Only the Brahmins can initiate, or Dija, or the Vaishyas and the Kshatriyas, the higher caste, not the Shudra. But according to Panchalakshmi vidhi, even the Shudras are less than the Shudras, Kiyata Huna and the Pulinda Pukkasa, everyone can initiate it by bona fide representative of Krishna. not by us. That is it.
One become elevated by following the Karma Yoga principles only?
He did that long, long time. And failure is possible. In these days, nothing is possible for the fallen people. Harinnama, 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 Yuva Sivanam. Hello? Nasiva, 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 Tatiyami. This is English. If you want to be elevated to the perfectional stage of life, then you must chant this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. That will help you. Not a method, a measure will help you. You can try for it, but there is every chance of failure. But if you follow this path, as enunciated by the pastor and inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya, then there is chance. And actually, we have seen there is being done.
The first chapter, the first chapter,
they cannot understand why you are worshipping deity. They are puzzled. They think, why these fools are getting one brass doll and worshipping as God. They laugh. They cannot understand. They are hard. What is called? It is impossible for them. Therefore, they have been recommended that you think of God, the universal form. That they like. Their meditation. Their universal form. They cannot understand or concentrate in this form. Prasthastu Bhagavan Sam, Dibhuj Muridhar, Samasundra form. They cannot. But by this Atya process, we are giving chance to everyone. But it is for the materialistic person, it is difficult. They think that they are idol worshippers. But actually, the Vaishnavas, they are not so fools that they will worship an idol. And that's what they have been recommended, to concentrate on the universal form.
That is
the only method in this age. By chanting Hare Krishna, one the reservoir of understanding will be clear, and then he can receive the spiritual knowledge. Without cleansing the heart, it is very difficult to understand and receive spiritual love. All these reformatory measures, brahmachari, jayastha, vanaprasya, simply is cleansing it. And bhakti is also cleansing method, vidhi bhakti. But by engaging oneself in this vidhi worship, he also becomes clean. Sattvatsana, Sattvapada, as he becomes enlightened or advanced in understanding that he is eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes purified, Sattvapada, that's the Sattvapada, he tries to eliminate his upadhi, his designation, that I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. So in this way, when he becomes fully eliminated of this bodily concept of class, then nirmala, he becomes nirmala. unconscious. And so long this concept of life is going on, that I am this, I am that, is still in this. Savakta prakita smith. Sit down properly, nothing. Savakta prakita smith. Achyayana Maharaj, even in this process, when they are engaged in deity worship, Achyayana Maharaj, Japujan Sadhyahati, with great devotion, doing. But not of bhakti is kindness, but he has no sympathy with others, or he does not know what is the position of the devotee. Then, Savakta prakita smith. Materialism. So we have to elevate ourselves from material devotional state to the second platform, when one can understand what is a devotee, what is a non-devotee, what is God, what is atheist. These discriminations are there. For one to say, there is no such discrimination. He sees everyone is engaged in service of this. He does not envy anyone. He does not say anything in this. But that is another thing. He should not imitate, try to imitate. But we may know that Paramahansa is the highest stage of perfection. As a preacher, we have to point out, just like I told this boy, he will come back to it. But the Paramahansa will not say. The Paramahansa, he is still there, he is all right. But we should not imitate Paramahansa. Because we are preacher, we are teacher, we should not imitate Paramahansa. We must tell this.
I am lower than you.
That should be the business of everyone. Try best, try your best to execute the higher up. That is the safest way of progress. One may be, when the dress says, but see, if he tries to execute the duty entrusted upon a sick person, he may be but because he's trying to execute the duty entrusted to him, that's his concept. That is the concept.